Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Warning. The following program may not be suitable for children.
Hold on to your butts.
As the sun sets over Slab Town, in the shadows of the Fremont Bridge, a club comes to life where you can let your freak flag fly.
There's a new fiesta in the making as we speak. Full kegs. Everybody's gonna be there. You ought to go.
The only thing that's off limits are the words you can't say thanks to the FCC.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing. Do you understand that?
We've given away too much to arrive at these political compromises. Yeah.
Google me, bitch.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Well, my.
God dang, what do you think?
Girl, you something else.
Yeah, so there's a 2012 5 upset.
I love the 2012 5.
I like that you're here.
Take that for
that. Take that L on the way out.
Okay, we apologize.
It's time for the club, baby, on 105.1 and 1080, The Fan. Hoo-wee.
I said, well, let's see how we say that.
Nice to have you along. Club, I've been here. What's going on out there?
It's actually time to break.
I know.
5 minutes ago.
We're behind. I blame Schulte.
Yep, my fault. Blaming
you know, the fill-in guy.
He wears one Bryce Harper headband, and now he thinks he runs the place.
Mariners win 16 of 17, or is it 17 of 18?
It's 17 of 18 now.
To get it right. He doesn't care what he's... You know, there's a lot of quiet quitting going on around here. You notice that?
Yeah, I have noticed that.
Yeah. Looking right at you, Schulte.
Yeah, that's, you know, I'm not here most of the time, but when I come in, yeah, just ever, F everything.
You ever quiet quitted?
Quiet. You're really obnoxious.
Well, I've only had one job.
You never had, like, I mean, like, were a server. You were a bartender back in the day.
And, I was a bartender.
Yeah.
I didn't really, well, you know, you could maybe say I quiet quitted. I got so tired of people, I was throwing drinks at them and stuff.
I was gonna...
Is that quiet quitting?
Damn.
No, I'm just kidding. But, yeah, I did get kind of burnt out on that.
Yeah.
So perhaps towards the end, yeah. I was not as...
There you go.
You know?
Yeah, you didn't care.
I skedaddled.
Yeah.
You know the word skedaddle? I mean skedaddle.
You did skedaddle.
Somebody said skedaddle.
I've skedaddled out of some gigs. I mean, it happens. Happens to the best of us.
Does. All right, well, let's take a break. I've got GQ's 125 rules for modern gentlemen. Now,
That is a lot of rules.
Well, they're broken up by... category.
Okay.
So we don't need to go through all of them, but I wonder maybe what your favorite category is, and we can dive in. I've got
I got a subscription to GQ, like it was a credit card thing or whatever. You know, you just get random magazines, and I enjoyed. I got it for like a year, and I can say I thoroughly enjoyed getting GQ.
So we have On a Date, we have The Gym, we have The Office, Restaurants. The phone and internet, parties and events, and we have also on The Fan, planes, trains, and automobiles, and then your closet, which is style, and then at home. too.
Where does the Mariner warm-up headband come into play?
That's probably your closet.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
I just wondered, is there a rule for the modern gentleman with what Schulte is doing right now?
Sports clothing?
Yeah.
I didn't see anything in here. I did.
Then you're legit.
I did read through it.
I already know. It may not come from GQ, but I've heard, like, here's how to dress your man. And the ladies on social media always say, do not let them wear a bunch of sports gear outside of that.
Yeah, I'm actually surprised GQ doesn't touch on sports gear, but they don't.
Well, I've said this.
It's probably a given to them.
Everyone has a piece of, you know, it's fine. But if how do I say this? If you want to know if you have a problem, if you have to go someplace other than, you know, you're going to a bar or whatever, if you're going to something where the expectation is for you to be dressed somewhat decently and there is a logo, a sports logo on anything you're wearing, it's probably time to maybe rethink the strategy.
You guys saw me out at A&A. I wore a nice button-up shirt.
Dude, you were hot.
Appreciate it.
I once watched a guy give a eulogy in a Dallas Cowboys polo shirt. And
America's team.
That was, you knew you were speaking at the funeral. You went with a speech and you thought to yourself, Cowboys polo ought to do it.
So you pick the categories.
Okay.
And we'll do that next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Welcome back to the club. Isaac and Big Sook have you from here.
Okay, these are GQ's 125 rules for the modern gentleman. That means some of you out there, not all of you.
That's a big deal. Thank you very much.
Just like how to act, what to wear,
yeah,
how to be suave, kind of thing.
It says here,
gentlemen can have a negative connotation to people. I think this is probably more about just not being a buffoon.
I like that.
Yeah. Things that you should do. Yeah. To be a gentleman. Yeah. So it just kind of says, we'll assume... Oh, God bless America. Pop-ups. We'll assume you've got the basics of being a self-aware human down.
And by the way, that's wrong because most people do not have self-awareness.
But these moves will show you're uniquely attuned to what other people want, need, and appreciate most. That's how they describe it.
Yeah.
So which category would you like?
Give me the categories one more time.
Oh, I knew you were going to ask that.
So you said the gym.
Okay, we got on a date and in the bedroom. That's one.
Yeah.
The gym, the office, restaurants, the phone and internet.
Okay.
Parties and events. The closet, planes, trains, and automobiles at home.
Oh, that's a lot. Do office.
Office, okay.
Yeah. Okay. We're in an office setting, kind of, sort of. I'm guessing our office is... I'm guessing most of these are going to be broken in our office.
Because, the office.
Yeah, we don't have a traditional office.
There's only six of them.
Mm-hmm.
Set, it says, a refresher for the new era of full-time in-person office life. Set firm common sense boundaries. Don't comment on anyone else's appearance. Don't take personal calls where other people can overhear them. And don't ask out anyone beneath you on the org chart.
Yeah, that, again, I feel like these are all going to be, like, basically, I always say to, like, my kids, like, just don't be a D-head or whatever your version of that is, right? Don't be an ass, don't be a douche, whatever. Whatever your version, I always went with D-head, Richard Head. And I feel like if you do that, it covers, like, 80% of life, and I'm guessing most of these. Yeah, don't ask out someone that you're their boss. Shocker. Right? Don't comment on, don't, hey, Sugar T's looking good today. Jeff, great bulge.
Well, I don't know if it has to go that far, but I think the one of don't comment on anyone else's appearance, that's a good one. Because I think people sometimes...
You shouldn't call people fat.
No, again, you take it too far.
No, it's even
like
positively.
Anything. Yeah. It's like, just don't do it. Just don't touch it. It's off limits. There's no reason to do it. I think people do it because it's like a nervous habit. They don't know what else to say.
Yeah.
Just shut up. Don't. You don't have to say anything. The next one is, say as little as possible about why you're taking time off.
Yes.
Mystique is good at work. You might benefit from the misperception that you're interviewing for another job.
Huh.
Love that.
Related, don't ask why someone's taking time off unless they're raving about their vacation or whatever.
Oh.
They might be intentionally keeping details private.
I break that because if you tell me you have the day off, I usually ask. Yep. You'll be like, hey, I'm out on, is that bad?
Well, GQ thinks you shouldn't do that.
I'll do that. Like, if you were like, hey, I'm out on Friday, I'm usually like, oh, what are you up to? But I guess, yeah, I could see where that could put someone in an awkward spot if you were, you know.
Oh,
if you
I have an interview for another job.
Yeah.
I
can see that.
That's
one, to be fair.
I have
never considered that to be weird, but I can see
where.
Here
we go. Now we're learning something.
I can see that.
Always try to find a quiet, secluded place in the office to take a Zoom or a phone call.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't answer the phone in public in general, like when there's a bunch of people around. That's a weird one.
They have that one on internet and phone.
Yeah,
they have one that says never under any circumstances be talking to someone on your phone where other people can hear you.
The answer is just easy. Just even if you want to, you can send them a text or just answer and be like, hey, can I call you? I'll do the answer and be like, hey, can I call you back in 15 when I'm in a better spot?
Do they have a FaceTiming in public on that list? Because, God, I have seen more and more people walking down the street.
Yeah, just FaceTime.
What are you doing? Like, can anybody really talking to you actually see what's going on in the background? Does it matter?
Dress up for work, whatever that means to you. The office can take many forms these days, which makes it all the more important to distinguish when you are at work. Even when you're remote, you should change your clothes when you're working, whether that means putting on a clean, presentable outfit to commute to a co-working space or a fresh pair of PJs to sit at your computer.
See, we have a pretty lax office. Hence, Schultz in a headband, and I'm wearing slip-on Vans with no socks. But I do think that there is an element to dressing like an adult. Like, if you're wearing pajama pants to work, or like if you're wearing a Who's Farted T-shirt, crap like that. Yeah, you look like a fool.
My interview for The Fan was over Zoom with former boss Jeff Austin. Like, I wore pants in that interview, even though I wasn't seen below the waist.
Yeah.
Should I just gone boxers? Like,
well, you could have.
It's a dumb idea, man.
But you knew to look good up top.
Yeah.
Hey, I had a suit on, baby. I was ready to go.
I think we both dress pretty casually for work, but I guarantee there's things that you aren't wearing to work. I wouldn't. There is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I am dressing differently at home than I'm going to work, even if I'm wearing, in the summer, shorts and a t-shirt.
Look, wear underwear at home. Come on, man.
I would say this. For you and I, we should probably be better about this one.
One would think, yes.
We're super cash.
Yes.
But it's also kind of not really an office environment for us.
Well, no one.
We never see anyone.
It's just you and me for the most part, and then like a producer.
Well, yeah. They're all gone at happy hour by 2:30.
Yeah. The other one for me is I dress better when I'm coming from home. But most days, I don't come from home. I pack my stuff in the morning, and I will say that affects the way I dress quite a bit. I tend to be way, way more casual when I have to pack my stuff in the morning versus when I'm getting dressed in my closet.
And the last one is your workplace attire should not be the same as what you wear on the weekends. That's kind of your point.
Yes.
Okay, we'll take a break, and you can pick another category when we return. How do you feel about that?
I like it. We'll spin the wheel.
Now, are you going to make me run through them again?
No, I'm busy being disgusted at the Mets right
now. They're not back.
And we're losing to that douche canoe that slaps himself before he comes in for the Marlins, that a-hole.
Well, technically, you were already losing before he came in. But
freaking, I hate this team.
Yeah, we're not back they pretty much suck.
We're not back.
GQ's 125 Rules for the Modern Gentleman. Next, here's Schulte.
Welcome back to the club. Isaac and Big Sook have you from here.
Okay, let's learn more about being a gentleman. What's your next category?
So we did office. Let's go with, what was it? Other people.
Other people
are planes, trains, and automobiles, whichever way you got pulled up.
I don't think other, was other people one?
I thought other people was one.
Other people?
Maybe the
a lot of people.
What about the there was like a travel one, right?
Yeah, planes, trains, and automobiles.
Like interacting with people.
Yeah, there's parties and events. Okay.
Yeah, either one of those.
I'm
parties,
scrolling.
Parties and events, or the do that one.
Here's planes, trains, and automobiles. Too late. It says we've all gotten a little too comfortable on mass transit, lacking awareness of the hundreds of other people who are potentially affected by you. Some tips to remember: offer up your seat on public transport. Make a point to look up from your phone between stops to check if there's anyone, a pregnant woman, or anyone over the age of 70 who just boarded and needs to sit.
Okay, I'll buy that. But by the way, you don't have to give up your seat for everybody.
No, but just the people that you think might.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like a pregnant lady.
Pregnant lady.
Stand up.
And
The old guy, obviously disabled. Yeah, come on.
Yeah, but there's certain this whole like you have to give up your seat to a woman. I'm not on board with
that.
I'm just not.
Forget you, women.
Well, why am I saying you're so weak that you lack the ability to stand on your own two feet? Get out of here with that.
Open the passenger door for your date. They do it in movies for a reason. It's still a thing.
I don't think many people do that anymore.
I feel like I do it like every once in a while.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh, I should do this. And then I forget.
Is that overly chivalrous?
I think that's in some people's minds probably antiquated.
I'm
with Schulte. You've been with the same person for a while. I do it when if I think about it. But if we're going out to like, I don't know, if we're just walking out of the house, I am not instinctually just going over and opening her door. If I did, she'd probably look at me and be like, what did you do?
Now, this one I really like. And it says, try to be the person who calls and pays for the Uber. Oh. And I like this one.
Yeah.
Because if you're in a setting where it's like a group is going to Uber somewhere.
Yeah.
You can always tell the cheap bastard.
Yeah.
It's much like
the alligator arms.
Alligator arms for the at a restaurant.
Yeah.
Just call and pay for the Uber.
Yeah.
And then if I don't do it.
Yeah.
Or someone beats me to it, I will get the next one or the ride back if there is one.
And if you're a cheap bastard that's jammed up that you're going to have to do it all, then you simply add, I got this one. Yeah. You get the next one. And then because I get it. If you
set the expectation.
If you want to set the expectation so you don't get stuck with the Uber bill all night, because if you Uber one place, chances are you're Ubering back. Then you just hit with the, hey, I grabbed this one. You get the next one. And that eliminates
But if you're paying attention, you should, I mean, It's much like how you'll just figure out the bill. It should be fine, right? In terms of like at a restaurant or something.
Yeah.
It's the same thing with Ubers. Like, just pay attention. If Sook's paid for three Ubers, pay for the Uber.
Now, and I take it a step with the, you mentioned the restaurant one, and this is probably one that people are not on board with, but if I go out with you, and
well, there is a whole section on restaurant. We'll get to that next.
That'd be interesting, because if we go out as friends, not saying a date, but if we go out as friends and we're at a bar, our bill is 50-50. When that night is done, here is my card, here is your card, and we're down the middle. We are not doing this, you bought this, I bought that. If we're out drinking together, we're out eating, I am here are my two cards. I am not doing this stupid, you know, or just
well, what if I drank way more than you? See,
I don't, again, do then, you, then if I'm a heavy drinker and you're not, then you make sure you get your own tab.
Right.
But we are not under any circumstances going through at a bar or a restaurant and doing the, I had this, you split.
No.
If it's one tab.
If it's relatively even, I'm okay with splitting.
And there's times that I end up on the benefit of it, and there's other times I end up as the loser of it. But especially if it's someone that you know. Guess what, dude? That's just the way it is. We're splitting the damn tab.
There's also could be a scenario where you just go, I got this.
Yeah.
I got this.
Sure.
And then that person should take note of that.
The next one you got.
And the next one you'd be like, oh, I think you got the last one. I'll get this one. And then if the other person notices that that person doesn't do that, they're going to stop picking up the check for you.
Yeah.
You know, 100%. This is how it works.
Yes. I like to be generous and just avoid that situation altogether. It's like, hey, if I can afford it, like, yeah, I got it. Like, it's not, and I'm not looking for kudos back or anything. I just don't want to take the time to, like, have them split it up and all this crappy conversation. It's like, you know what? Just take my card.
And the last one is, yes, you can take your shoes off on a red eye. How about that?
No.
It says, but only if you're wearing socks, and you better put those shoes back on to go to the bathroom.
100%. Yeah, if we're on a, I'll even go further. To me, if you're on like a 6, 8, 10, like international flight, dude, pop them off. You're fine. Just make sure, again, self-aware. If you got swamp foot, don't take them off. But if you got clean feet and your feet don't smell like ass, you know, dude, it's a long-ass flight. Pop them off. I don't care. Don't put them in anyone's face. A
couple of other ones, and we've talked about these ones before. One is, nobody back home wants to hear about your delay nightmare. It's true. Sucks, but it happens to everybody. Just shut up.
Yeah.
Do not bring your own hot food onto a plane. No one wants to smell your bacon, egg, and cheese at 6 a.m. Mm. Love that one, and people do it all the... Yeah, do you do that?
No,
don't do that.
I've bought Schulte. Like a Mod's pizza at PDX Airport.
I don't like it.
No.
I don't like it.
Well... No. The food on the airplane sucks.
I understand.
And if you fly at a point where you do need a
meal. How about this? Take time out of your day to eat before you get on the plane. If you don't like the plane
food. But if it's not on my schedule.
Well, again, it's kind of rude.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I
don't have a huge problem with it, but I think it's a little rude.
I get it. I mean, if it's something, it's like, dude, tuna sandwich on an airplane, really? Egg salad on an airplane, really? But like a bacon, egg, and cheese... Not that bad.
So you don't need to get defensive, okay? We all do some of these things.
Sure.
You're right. No, I just admitted I brought a pizza onto an airplane.
Well, stop doing it.
Damn it. No.
The small talk window with your seatmate is before you're in the air and after you land. Anything above 10,000 feet is off limits. Love that.
God
Thank you.
Bless.
I love that.
Unless the person next to you is giving clear indication that they want to talk to you, shut up. Just cram it.
And then, of course, help the person next to you struggling to get their carry-on into the overhead
bin.
That
goes without saying.
Of course. And then don't try to flirt with the flight attendants. Which, you know.
Yeah. Hey, hey, hey.
I wouldn't know. I'm not single. But no. For you singles, just leave them alone, okay?
Yes.
They're working.
Yes.
They're at work.
That goes for almost all situations. Again, self-awareness, gentlemen. Unless she's really kind of giving you some vibes. But even then, the guy's like, oh, yeah, this girl wants me.
Yeah.
No, she doesn't.
She's kind of hot.
She's
probably never seen anybody like me on a plane before. That's how guys think. Yeah. Like, she's looking at me. No, dude,
she's not.
She sees hundreds of people a day, and she doesn't care about any of you.
No.
Including you, cool guy.
Who the hell are you?
Okay, so I'll give you the last segment. We'll do... Yeah, I think we can get through these. We'll do the restaurant ones for
Okay.
you. There's like 10 of them. All right, these are GQ's 125 rules for the modern gentleman. We'll wrap it up next on The Fan. All right, last seggy. Let's make it count, huh? Ready, break! Hey, Virginia touchdown, 35-28.
How about that?
Over Florida State with seven minutes
Virginia,
left.
I haven't seen Virginia play this year because why would I? But they're 3-1.
Yeah.
So
who's their coach? Anybody know?
Did they fire their coach?
Didn't they fire their coach? Oh, that was Virginia Tech.
That was Virginia Tech.
Yeah, who's the, boy, you could do this every year. Play the new fun game of who's Virginia's football coach.
Tony Elliott.
Oh, yeah. He's the old Clemson offensive coordinator?
I believe that is correct.
Okay. GQ 125.
Yes.
125 rules for the modern gentleman. We are down to restaurants, and this will be our last one. We'll leave you with this, okay?
Okay.
Way beyond table manners, it says, carry cash. $100 in greenbacks. Spread the love. $1 or $2 to the bartender. $1 or $2 to the barista. $5 to the valet.
There you go. You get on board with that.
Once you turn 30... Like what?
Oh, no, I like that. Actually, a good tip for the bartender. Tip before you get your drink.
Oh, yeah. That's not a bad idea.
Yeah, it's because
then they'll take care of you.
If you're going to be drinking at a bar and you know you're going to be there a while, throw a 20 out to the bartender.
Yep.
It's a nice... Yeah, I'm with you on that. That's a good move, Schulte.
Once you turn 30, split the dinner or drink checks two ways max.
Bingo.
What you just said.
If you're with a group of people and you're trying to split the checks six ways,
Stop.
You are ridiculous.
And then it says, or better yet, trade off picking up the whole bill, which is what I was saying.
Yeah.
Treat your family and friends as often as your budget allows.
Yes, yeah. I love that. That's how you, that's how you should live.
I agree with that. It's kind of weird, and I don't know how many people do it, but my wife and I always pay for our kids.
Yeah.
And we only have one kid, but he's now getting married, and so if they're out with us, it's ours. Yeah. We got it.
100%.
Unless you're wedged into the middle seat of a booth, stand up to greet people when they arrive.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one.
Good move. Plus, I'm a hugger, too. And if we're gonna eat, you're probably getting a hug from
They also say, don't forget to kiss them on the cheek. This isn't in the restaurant section, but one of their main rules of being a true gentleman is gentlemen should always kiss a light kiss on the left cheek when greeting
anybody?
Women.
Oh, I was like,
I'm not sure my wife would appreciate that, but
it's not viewed as
sexual. Yeah,
no, it's not. It's classy.
I don't my beard. I don't think people.
Well, maybe you do the pretend.
I hug, but I don't know if anyone wants that. If you got a big old beard, I don't know if people want that coming in. That's a thing.
This says never insist on ordering for your date. But go ahead and offer to order for the whole table.
I do like, I have a friend of mine that's a bit of a foodie, and we often turn it over to him. He's a table order, and he does a bang-up job.
I'll tell you what.
And quite frankly, I love that about
it. It's a big job, and I'm not a table orderer, but I tell you what, I can step up in a pinch, and I admire the table orderer.
Yeah.
The take charge, look, here, I've been here, I know what's up. This is going to be great. I've got it.
Dude,
that's fantastic.
Yeah. Shout out Red Panda. Dude, that guy, he is a phenomenal. And he's going to overorder. Be prepared. You're going to be shocked. And yet when the food comes at the end of it, you'll be like, I'm glad he was in charge.
Yeah, and then you don't have to think about anything.
Dude, that
guy. You don't have to read the menu.
That guy is the Captain Kirk of anytime I go out to eat, I want that guy in charge of the Enterprise.
Neaten up your plate before your server takes it away. It's easy to do and nicer for everyone involved.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, do that.
Goes that saying.
Yeah, and that could be tidy the whole table, too, for them.
Yep.
Make it easier for them to come and swoop things away.
I always stack things.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
If it's before 6, you can't get mad at people having kids at a restaurant.
Agreed.
See, I disagree.
I disagree with that one, too.
It
depends on the restaurant.
It depends on the restaurant. And, two, there's no excuse for your kid being a brat. There's an excuse for your kid being a kid, but there's no excuse for your kid being an obnoxious ass. And far too often, we allow kids to be ridiculous. And it's like, well, it's a kid. No, it's a kid that's out in public, and the kids should know better. Now, if the kid's one, I understand that. And if the kid's crying or whatever. But even then, basic decency is that if you got a screaming kid, one of you pick up the kid and go outside until they stop screaming.
Now, you weren't invited, but last night I went out to my anniversary dinner with my wife, and it was just the two of us, and there were two kids next to us, and it was a really nice restaurant, and it was later in the evening.
That's bullshit.
And they were fine, but they were just wiggly.
Yeah.
The kids are, so you say, excuse for a kid just being a kid.
Yeah.
Even that, it's like they were just, like, sit down and shut up.
Yeah. Well, also, I hate being around kids where I have to watch what I'm saying.
Luckily,
Chelsea wants to work blue at the restaurant.
Yes, I want to.
Well,
swear.
I kind of do too.
That's why I like bars. Get
luckily,
those lessons out of there.
The kids were finishing up so they were out of there. But I was about to be annoyed.
It is rough when you're at a nice restaurant and kids are,
but if it's after 6, parents are responsible for the experience of everyone else in the restaurant. Placate your wild animals however you can, and if you can't, remove them from the premises for a walk around the block.
There you go. That was my point.
Speaking of wild animals, you bring your dog, you eat at the outdoor tables.
Yes.
I'm okay with that. And I'm a dog guy. I don't mind dogs anywhere, but I get it.
Unless they're a service dog, but people lie and take advantage of that now.
And also this, the same thing. If your dog's a piece of crap, and you know it's a piece of crap, it can't handle being around other dogs, it bites, it snarls, guess what? You don't get to bring your dog in public. It's the same thing with your kid.
In a restaurant, your back should never be to the door. If your back's to the door, how are you protecting anyone? Anyone being me, stay away, please. Be present. Safety is sexy.
There you go. I go situational awareness. I will absolutely... I'm not going to say that it's a total deal breaker. I will not, under most circumstances, stay with my back to the door.
And last, on the 100 list of 125 ways... what is it?
125 rules to be a gentleman.
Modern gentleman. 125 rules for the modern gentleman. It says, the bar seat is your secret weapon. One night a week, pick a restaurant and take yourself out to a solo dinner at the bar. You get to avoid resi hell and meet people doing the same.
Yes, yes, yes. Bars are phenomenal. Sit down, have some chats with some people, get to know your bartender. Couldn't agree more. I like those.
GQ, pretty solid. I'll keep it in the notes because there are other categories. Yeah.
And
we'll
by
get
the way,
to that.
A couple things to make me think about, too, that I'm like, oh, you know what? Valid point.
Yeah. Everybody, have, Schultzy, thanks for filling in.
I love you guys. It was fun, man. Thanks for having me.
I love you, too. Buckley is back next week. Or is he?
Freaking guy.
I can tell you this. Suk and I will be back Monday. Big sports weekend. We'll be back here to talk about it with you. 3-7 on The Fan. Good night.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.